Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 281. Read the word. Jesus said many things, but there is one thing he did not say: whoever watches videos or movies, let him understand. What he did say was, whoever reads Daniel, let him understand. Over and over he urged people to read the Bible which the Holy Spirit has inspired. Have you not read? Did you never read in the scriptures? When he was invited to preach on Sabbath, he turned to the book of Isaiah and read to the people. A special blessing, happiness, life-giving joy is for anyone who reads the inspired words. But a great proportion of those who claim to love Jesus don't love his word. They look on the Bible as boring. It has to be acted out as theater. Then they think they can grasp it. But the problem is that inevitably theater distorts and misrepresents the message God wants us to understand. With the best intentions of the actors to play Jesus, they produce fiction. We may think the drama helps us visualize the original story, but it's always confusing in some way. And in this time of world history, confusion is the last thing any child of God wants. In fact, we are expressly called to come out of her Babylon, confusion, my people, lest we share in her sins, and lest we receive of her plagues. God particularly, expressly, calls us to read. The reason is that the Holy Spirit speaks in the Word, which is the Bible. I will make my words known to you, he says. Yes, the promise is real. He will flash onto your mind the true recreation of the original message or story God put into the text. You don't need some man to play Jesus for you in a video or movie. He will in every case distort and confuse the representation, because no man on earth is qualified to stand in for Jesus in a movie. Read the word. Stay close to it, exercise your mind on it, bring it into focus, study. Deny self. Let the Holy Spirit discipline you. Your salvation may depend on it.